The wicked prince Tintak Ping Fu, having halted his camel, dismounted effortlessly by falling on his head. When his retinue had picked him up, both princes bowed ceremoniously to each other.
"Allah be with you and protect you, most noble and illustrious Rabdab Ben Thud," said Ping Fu hypocritically.
"Allah be with you and protect you, most illustrious and noble Tintak Ping Fu," returned Rabdab, just as hypocritically, if not more so.
"You're not going to Samarkand by whilom chance?" asked Tintak Ping Fu.
Rubdub gave an airy laugh.
"Bless me, no," he said. "You're not going there by whilom chance, are you?"
Tintak Ping Fu gave an even airier laugh.
"Whatever made you think that?" he inquired jocosely. "I'm off to Yokohama to hunt yak."
"Indeed, indeed," said Rubdub
Ben Thud with a laugh that was not so much airy as downright draughty.
"You won't be, staying the night here, then?"
"Oh, how amusing that you should ask me that," riposted the wicked prince Tintak Ping Fu gaily.
"Ooh, I wouldn't if I were you," Rubdub Ben Thud warned him solicitously. "The sand here is terribly sandy, and the water tastes awful. I shouldn't be surprised if there aren't a lot of mosquitoes about, too."
"I shouldn't either," agreed Tintak Ping Fu blandly.
"Then you surely won't stay," Rubdub Ben Thud urged him anxiously.
"Ah, yes, I will, Rubdub Ben Thud," returned Tintak Ping Fu sweetly, "for the simple reason that we're both going to Samarkand, and, well, we both know it."
"I must ask you to explain that remark,"
demanded Rubdub, bristling.
"Willingly," giggled Ping Fu. "When Silverbud sees you, she'll faint with laughter."
"Oh, she will she?" growled Rubdub grimly. "Well, when she sees you, she'll die of fright."
The wicked prince Tintak Ping Fu cut short his giggle.
"Fatty,"
he said insultingly.
"Clothes horse, bean pole, fop,"
snarled Rubdub.
"Sausage, football, tub,"
jeered Tintak. And it was at this crucial moment, gentle reader, that our hero Abu Ali came riding into the oasis on his white charger.